Regency. Warner Brothers presents, in association with L'Studio Canal Plus, Regency Enterprises, and Alcor Films. Rising above a dense forest, revealing a magnificent landscape of hilly islands and sea inlets beyond, an eagle is soaring above a tree-topped coastal cliff. A Dwight Little film. The eagle glides effortlessly, flying past craggy outcrops of rock and heading out to sea. Jason James Richter. Free Willy 2. The Adventure Home. Suddenly, breaking the surface of the calm sea, a pod of killer whales, their blowholes sending up columns of spray as they rise up from the water. John Tenney, Elizabeth Pena, Francis Capra, Mary Kate Shellhart. One of the black and white orcas lifts its tail vertically out of the calm water. It holds its pose momentarily before crashing back down into the sea. Mike L.T. Williamson, M. Emmett Walsh, and Michael Madsen. One of the whales has a very distinctive bent dorsal fin. A motor launch, the Natsalane, plows steadily through the sunny blue waters. Randolph steers the boat from controls on top of the wheelhouse, looking around him in a yellow shirt, his long dark hair in a ponytail. He has a small speaker mounted near his wheel. He listens carefully. Inside the boat, Nadine adjusts listening equipment with a smile.
What's up, Uncle Randolph?
He makes some more adjustments. The whales glide through the water. One breaks the surface and exhales. Studying a monitor, Randolph grins.
What is it?
Willy.
Willy charges up through the clear blue ocean, breaks the surface, then crashes back down on his back amongst the other whales. He leaps again and smashes down onto the water on his side.
There's three positions on the throttle, straight up and down is neutral. Straight up and down is neutral. All the way back is reverse. All the way forward.
Yeah, no, forward. This way.
Forward.
No, this way.
Yeah, very funny. Mm-hmm. Once you're in gear, you got to get going. You're just going to grind metal on metal.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure I do.
You're not paying attention.
Watch out.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. See you later.
Jesse jumps off the boat and grins as three girls ride up the street on their bikes.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jesse. What's up?
Just me and my dad doing a little work on the boat.
Hey, Dwight.
Hey, how you doing, Glenn?
Very good.
Good. So Jesse's got some girlfriends, huh?
Oh, yeah. Several hundred. What brings you by?
Well, if it's okay with you, I'd like to sit down and talk with Annie and you.
Oh, hey, Dwight. Didn't see you come in.
Yeah, you were busy, son.
Oh, man, I'm starving. So, you staying for dinner?
Jesse frowns at Glenn and Annie's serious faces.
What?
Come and sit with us, honey.
Why?
Just come here.
What's going on, you guys?
Well, Dwight has just told us that they found your mom in New York City. And I'm afraid she's passed away.
Died?
I'm really sorry.
Jesse shakes his head.
Is should have tried to find her.
Well, she didn't want to be found, son.
There's nothing you could have done.
Your mom still needs your help, Jesse, because she left somebody behind. You have a brother.
What?
He's a half-brother, actually. He's 8 years old.
Jeff, don't touch me. Just leave me alone. I don't want a brother, you guys. I want my mom!
Jesse cycles fast along a raised wooden walkway that reaches out over the water to the large derelict building it connects with. Standing in the building, looking out across the water, he throws a piece of wood out angrily, then sits on an old stool. He looks round as Glenn arrives and leans on the side of the large opening in the building.
How could she ditch me? And have another kid.
I don't know, Jess. I can't answer that one for you.
I really thought it. I was good. And I believed enough. She'd come back for me.
She's not coming back, Jesse.
No. I know. It's the cold air. Gets my eyes.
Forget about that. It's okay. Listen, your little brother's gonna come and live with us for a couple weeks. Dwight and Annie got it worked out already. It's called kinship care. You're his only living relative, so he's gonna come and stay with us for a couple of weeks. Till Dwight finds a more permanent place for him to be.
Yeah. Or until Annie falls in love with him, never lets him leave.
Exactly.
It sucks.
Yeah, it kind of does, I guess. It'll be all right.
You'll see.
Drop something.
His harmonica.
Thanks.
All right. I'll wait for you outside.
Glenn walks off, leaving Jesse sitting alone.
So what about the vacation?
What about it?
You still want to take him along? A total stranger?
We're still going to do everything we planned. We're going to go fishing. We're going to visit Randolph at work. Camp out. It'll be fun.
You really believe that?
I don't know. Ask me in a couple of days.
Okay, son. Now, try and be nice to these people. Let me give you a hand with it. Be nice. Be nice.
Glenn?
Yeah.
Hi, Dwight.
Hey.
Come in.
Glenn, Annie, I'd like for you to meet Elvis. Elvis, these are the Greenwoods.
Hi, Elvis.
Well, aren't you guys rich?
Elvis.
That's what Dwight said.
I never said that.
I told you, I can only steal people who are loaded. So, you know, then it's not much of an adjustment. It's easier for me.
Well, I'll go see what's keeping your brother.
Annie opens Jesse's bedroom door and turns off the stereo. Jesse sitting on his bed holding a guitar and looks up sullenly.
What's he look like?
Different. Why don't you come down and find out for yourself?
I don't want to.
Jesse, why don't you just talk to him? You might learn a few things.
Like what?
Well, he spent the last 8 years with your mother. You tell me.
Annie turns to go, then turns back.
We'll see you downstairs. He'll be right down.
Dwight nods. Jesse appears, pauses, then sits on the stairs.
Elvis, this is Jesse.
Elvis turns round and looks at Jesse.
Hi.
Whatever.
As Elvis turns back, Jesse glares, then goes back upstairs.
Okay, we gotta hustle. The party leaves at 10:30. Elvis, do you have everything you need?
packed up, let's go.
Okay, we're all set.
Slide in and put on your seatbelt. Let's go. Seatbelt. Come on.
Jesse gets in the car.
Okay, we're out of here.
The car's towing the boat.
So how did you get the name Elvis, Elvis?
My mom.
Gee, that's funny. That's how I got mine, too.
Whatever. I'm going to be a big movie star. Just like my dad.
Yeah, right.
My dad, you know, Al Pacino. My friends, they call me the Godfather.
Give me a break.
Hey, the ocean. My mom loved the ocean. She was born at sea, you know.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
On an aircraft carrier. Now, I'm not supposed to know that, you know. It's classified.
You come with a remote?
Not that I know of.
Elvis smiles cheekily. Now, the family's on a ferry traveling across a large stretch of water with mountains in the distance.
Isn't it beautiful?
Glenn has his arm around Annie. Elvis and Jesse glance at each other suspiciously.
What are you staring at?
What are you staring at?
Bunch of water.
Yeah, shows what you know.
Is there at least an amusement park on this island?
No, there's a whale spotting station.
You mean where they paint spots on whales?
Yeah.
Look, whale! Whale! Oh, wow, look at that! Oh,
my. Jesse smiles, watching the orca. Driving off the ferry.
Hey, look, there's the sign for the campground.
Okay, here we go then.
Are we there yet?
Oh boy.
I'm putting the tent up over there.
All right. Can I get you anything? A cup of coffee, maybe? Having fun?
Hammering in a barbecue stand, Glenn hits his thumb.
Elvis, come here, away from Glenn.
Nice job.
I need you to help me in here.
Oh.
Please, sweep up.
Randolph arrives.
Jesse!
Randolph!
Look at you.
Randolph hugs him.
You must have grown at least 6 inches.
4 and a half.
Since breakfast. Annie?
Hi, Randolph. Good to see you.
Good to see you. This your brother?
Half.
Hi, my name's Elvis. I'm half Apache.
Pleased to meet you, Elvis. Apache. You're the sworn enemy of my people.
Did I see Apache? Oh, I meant Cherokee.
That's even worse. Come on, let's go.
Where are we going?
Whale spotting.
See you guys later.
Have fun.
Hey, where do you think you're going, pal?
Whoa!
Randolph's truck swerves.
You want me to drive?
You know how to drive?
No, do you?
Very funny. Here, got a couple of surprises for you. For you, from my village.
Wow.
My people believe your soul lives here. When you wear the necklace, the orca is close to your spirit.
Thanks, this is so cool.
Jesse puts the small carved necklace on.
I missed you, Jesse.
Me too.
They smile.
What's the question?
Rick! Nadine?
Hi, Randolph.
Hope she's a second surprise.
I'll ignore that.
Well, aren't you gonna introduce me?
No. Come topside, I'll teach you how to steer.
Well, who is she?
Oh. He's my orca spotter. Cast off that line, Nadine. We'll be on our way.
Jesse watches Nadine from the controls on top of the wheelhouse as she unties a rope on the pontoon. Natsalane cruises over the water as Nadine coils rope at the stern. Jesse looks back at her again.
Here. Keep a lookout.
Jesse uses Randolph's binoculars to spy on Nadine.
Oh.
Give me a break, Jesse. She's my goddaughter.
What are you saying?
I'm saying she's like a daughter to me. I look out for her.
Okay.
Hey, Dean, come on up here.
She finishes what she's doing at the bow and climbs up a ladder at the back of the wheelhouse.
What do you need, Randolph?
Nadine, Jesse, Nadine.
Hi.
Hi.
They shake hands.
Nice to meet you.
Nadine, take over here. Jesse, come with me. I want you to listen to something.
I gotta get by.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Listen to this. I made this recording about a week ago.
Randolph, it's Willie.
I didn't want to tell you till we knew for sure.
Randolph and Jesse rejoin Nadine on the top of the wheelhouse. Jesse picks up the binoculars and looks out to sea ahead of them.
No orcas. I'll take over, Nadine.
Okay.
Maybe they're at a Turner's Point, having lunch.
Okay. Going down to get a better look.
As he follows Nadine, Randolph smiles to himself. Randolph lifts his binoculars. An orca drifts through the clear water, rises, and breaks the mirror smooth surface, part of a large pod.
Hey guys, J-Pod!
Wow, we gotta get closer!
Whoa!
Count 16, maybe 17.
One of the whales jumps.
Right there, do you see it, Randolph?
They watch spellbound.
Oh wow, Randolph, look at the size of that one!
That's Catspaw! Willie's mother!
His mom? Found her.
Over there, they're spy hopping!
Whales raise themselves half out of the water. Jesse and Nadine move around the boat, and a whale brings its tail crashing down dramatically.
Randolph! That one's got a white patch on his dorsal!
Her dorsal.
Her dorsal?
That's Luna, Willie's sister. The calf beside her is Little Spot, Willie's brother.
Yeah, I see him!
Jesse spots a curved dorsal fin.
That's Willie! That's Willie!
I know.
Willie! Wow, he looks great! Willie!
They're hunting now, Jess. We'll come back tomorrow.
What time?
Very early.
Yes!
The pods swim on in the sunshine. That evening, with the sun low in an amber sky, Natsalane motors home.
Glad I saw Willie! I saw him just for a second. Really far away.
Randolph thought you might.
It was so cool, you know, to see him with his family.
It must be great for him.
Yeah. Must be.
Glenn watches Jesse.
Do you think he misses me?
Oh, yeah. I know he does. Besides, you got your own family. Just like Willie. Don't forget. All right?
Yeah. I know.
Elvis finishes cleaning his teeth, ready for bed.
Jesse, honey, move that twig or it'll hurt your back.
I can't sleep on the ground.
We're all sleeping on the ground. It's called camping.
Elvis kneels down in the tent.
You have two beds and I only have one.
We're all supposed to have two beds. Nobody knew you were coming.
But I have a bed back.
So what?
Jess, come on. You had a great day. Give Elvis your extra pad. After all, he's our guest.
Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah. Elvis.
You help me set up, okay? Good night, guys. I'm gonna close this so you won't get bitten by mosquitoes.
You don't have a bad back, do you?
I do so. I have spasms. Josh, I got bungee jumping in the Alps.
Yeah, right.
See this line? No.
Well, you cross it, you're dead.
Glenn and Annie told me all about you and Willie.
That's nice. Go to sleep.
It's funny, you know. The same exact thing happened to me 2 summers ago.
Shut up! Go to sleep!
Is this the line you didn't want me to cross? Or is this the one?
All right, that's it.
Jesse storms out of the tent, leaving Elvis downcast. That night, Jesse's sitting alone at the water's edge, playing his harmonica. He gazes out at the dark, calm water. He seems thoughtful and rubs his eyes tiredly. He drops his harmonica.
Great. Just great!
It sinks slowly. Suddenly, a whale appears.
Really? Hey, boy. You've grown, haven't you?
Yeah. Guess you've been eating pretty well, huh?
Oh, wow. Thanks, boy. You found it. Thanks.
Willie caught the harmonica in his mouth.
I missed you so much. Family. God, you must be so happy to be with your mom.
Jesse gazes at Willie.
My mom died.
Jesse leans forward and rests on Willie's wet nose.
I miss her so much. I feel like I've got nobody. I feel like I'm all alone. I don't know what to do.
He kisses Willie. He pats Willie's nose, then looks out into the distance.
That's your mom. You better go, she's calling.
Willie turns round, then slaps the water, waving with a fin. Jesse smiles happily. Under the small yellow moon, Willie leaps clear of the water, then splashes back down. In their tent, as Elvis sleeps, Jesse switches on a yellow torch, then rolls over to shine the light on Elvis's face.
Kaya! I never sleep.
Good night.
The dawn light.
Glenn, Annie! Oh, wake up, it's 7 a.m. Let's go out in the boat with Randolph.
You want to keep your voice down? You're going to wake up a grizzly bear.
Don't you usually wake up after noon?
Randolph leaves at dawn. It's dawn. Let's go.
You go on ahead. Okay.
Jesse, take Elvis with you.
No way.
In the tent. Elvis sits up.
Hurry up.
I'm walking as fast as I can.
Try running.
It's not my fault if my legs are shorter than yours.
If Randolph leaves without us, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah? Well, I have a black belt in karate.
Yeah, well, I have laser death rays that come out of my eyes.
Liar.
Come on, hurry up, let's go!
Okay.
Randolph, I'll see you in a couple hours?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Nadine goes, leaving Jesse awkward.
Traitor.
What?
Girls are the enemy.
No, you are the enemy. Hey, Randolph, when are we leaving?
I got a problem with the bilge pump. It'll take me a couple of hours. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He looks over at Nadine.
See you in a couple hours.
Hurry up!
Hey, wait up!
Elvis, just go back to camp. Tell Glenn and Annie, I went out on the boat with Randolph, but you couldn't go because you get seasick.
But that would be a lie.
I'm really sure you can handle it.
What are you gonna do?
None of your business.
Elvis looks frustrated. The sea laps against a sunny, secluded pebble beach strewn with driftwood. Nadine walks along the beach on her own, wearing a bag on her back. Jesse spots her through the trees and creeps forward through the undergrowth to watch her as she sits down on a fallen tree trunk. He starts making his way down towards the beach. Nadine shields her eyes from the bright sun as she looks out to sea. Jesse keeps low, spying on her while she writes on a small notepad. Willie and some other whales appear not far from the shore. Jesse falls back down the sloping rock he was climbing. Nadine finds him in the water.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Sitting in the ocean.
You followed me here, didn't you?
So?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Here, I'll help you up.
She helps him up.
So what is this place?
This is my favorite place in the whole world.
Elvis is walking through the woods by himself and spies on Jesse and Nadine from behind a tree.
Ew. Yeah, that's J-Pie.
Yeah, I know that.
This is their rubbing rocks. I mean, orcas come from all over just to rub themselves on the smooth rocks at the bottom of the cove. Sometimes, if you sit here long enough, one will come really close.
How close?
10 feet once.
Elvis sees the whales.
Oh, wow.
Jesse puts his harmonica to his lips. One of the orcas seems to be listening.
Are you still trying to impress me?
Just watch.
She watches two orcas open their mouths at the water's surface. Her mouth opens in amazement.
Come on, I gotta show you something. Come on! Come on, let's go! Hurry up, let's go, come on!
Where are we going?
Just follow me, I know where I'm going. Come on, let's go, come on!
Elvis follows, keeping out of sight.
Come on, let me help you down.
No, I'm okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Hurry though, I gotta show you this.
Jesse scrambles quickly down the rocks.
Careful on that log. Don't trip.
Elvis sees Jesse walk along a rock poking up out of the water.
Say, girl. Where's your brother, huh? Come on, boy. Come on. Just one second. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Come on. Whoa! Where'd you come from?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, boy. You scared me. How you doing, huh? It's okay. Yeah, open up. See? He's friendly. Good boy. Oh, wow. Who's this? Is this your brother? This one? I want you to meet somebody, okay? God help me, all right? Come on, it's okay.
Nadine walks along the jutting out rock.
Willie, it's okay. Nadine, this is Willie. Willie? Nadine.
Hi. Oh my gosh.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
You can touch him.
Oh, no, that's okay. I don't...
No, go ahead. Ah, come on.
Okay.
See, all I gotta do is reach out and touch him.
Hi. Okay.
Come on.
Hi, Willie. Hi. Oh, he's going under.
Oh! Come on, Willie. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Hey, little spot.
Little spot, what are you doing?
Hey! Oh, my gosh. Wow, this is great.
I'm gonna get you, Willie.
Oh, he's coming back.
Sorry. He's showing off again.
What's he doing?
Showing off.
Hey,
whoa! Willie, what's
again?
Your problem? Yeah, great friend. Gotta get it.
Willie's blown Jesse's cap into the water, so Jesse jumps in after it.
Come on in, the water's great!
Jesse, get a grip! This is a killer whale!
Oh, come on, he's my friend! Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Jesse!
Yeah, Willie! Way to go, boy!
Oh my gosh.
Jesse's riding on Willie's back. Willie breaks the surface, and Jesse shakes his wet hair out of his eyes.
Hey, come on in, it's great! Woo! Let's go!
Jesse and Willie plunge under, then back up again. Nadine runs up a slope. Elvis watches, amazed. Willie rises up through the water with Jesse still riding on his back.
Whoa.
Elvis scrambles down a steep bank towards the water, and Nadine comes running.
All right, Willie! Yeah!
Elvis blows on Jesse's harmonica. An orca rises up and drenches him.
Oh, no, no! Oh, ah,
get away from me! Later, Willie!
Jesse! Give me your hand.
Thanks.
I can't believe that. That was so cool.
Maybe you can catch him next time, huh?
I can't believe he let you do that.
I think he likes it.
I think you're right.
Bye, boy. See ya.
Bye.
Jesse smiles, exhilarated. Now, a large commercial ship with a stained dark hull slides along through the sunny water. Orcas bask in the sunshine.
Vessel traffic control, over.
Vessel traffic control, this is the tanker Dakar at 124.40 inbound.
The massive tanker cruises past the whales.
Be advised, prepare to load oil at 1500 hours.
Copy, Dakar.
We're cleared for the inbound lane.
One of the whales seems to watch the tanker go. Elvis, Glenn, and Annie sit around a barbecue. Elvis watches Jesse with Nadine. Elvis pulls faces.
What?
He doesn't look anything like you.
Oh, Elvis, yeah, well, we got different dads. Hey, look, an oil tanker.
Nadine looks at it through her binoculars.
Tell me about it. They come through here like it's their own private highway.
I saw Jesse kissing Nadine.
Glenn and Annie stare at Elvis, then look over at the pair. Annie smiles at Glenn.
Any sign of J-Pod?
Maybe they went back to the rubbing rocks.
You want to go down there and check it out?
Okay.
Cool.
Glenn wanders over.
Oh, hey. Hey, Glenn.
Hey.
Nadine, this is Glenn.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Randolph's granddaughter.
Can I talk to you a second?
Sure. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Elvis saw you and Nadine this morning down at the Cove.
Yeah, that figures.
Listen, I was a lot like you when I was your age. But Annie's kind of worried about this. She wants me to talk to you. She thinks that kind of behavior can be dangerous.
Nadine thought so too, but it's perfectly safe. I know exactly what I'm doing.
I used to think the same thing.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm practically an expert.
Yeah, well, listen. You're a smart kid. You're a good kid. I know you're just going with your feelings, but it can lead to other things.
Like what?
Well, sex.
Can lead to sex? Yeah, right, huh? Can lead to sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine, why?
Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about you kissing Nadine.
I didn't kiss Nadine.
You didn't?
No, I didn't kiss her. Who said that?
I'll give you three guesses.
Glenn steps in front of Elvis, arms folded, looking serious.
Hi.
Whatever. You're not going anywhere.
But I'm hungry.
Eat your hat.
The black and white bodies of orcas gleam as they swim, dipping through calm water. In swimming things and wearing masks, Jesse and Nadine dive into the sea. Jesse shows her pebbles on the bottom. Willie emerges slowly from the blue gloom in front of them, and Jesse beams with joy. Nadine smiles in wonder. Both of them hold on to Willie's dorsal fin and are pulled along through the water gently. Willie's brother swims along the stony seabed. Then Jesse and Nadine do the same thing, spinning round as they go. Nadine swims alongside another whale while Jesse grabs Willie's dorsal fin for a ride. Nadine swims with an undulating swimming stroke. Nadine and Jesse let go of their whales and meet up. They hold hands as they swim together. Then Nadine holds onto Jesse's arm. Their silhouettes pass over the bright light above the surface, and Willie follows them, gliding through the water gracefully. As Willie swims up close to them, Nadine reaches out and takes Jesse's hand, smiling. Together, they rise up through the bubbles. On the rock, Elvis blows into the harmonica.
Boy, that's a lot. All right, come on. I know you're in there.
Willie's brother splashes Elvis.
All right, come on. Yeah, yeah. You make yourself now, huh? Come on, man. Eat this. Ha, how do you like that, Chuck? Here, how do you like it? Come back and fight like a fish. Ha-ha. See you later, fish.
Jesse and Nadine stagger out of the water together. They stand smiling at each other uncertainly. They move closer and kiss. He takes her hand.
See you, Willie.
A solitary tail flaps the water under the setting sun. On board the tanker.
What is it, sir?
We lost time up north. We're late.
So?
You know why I'm captain of the ship, Kelly?
Yes, sir. I'm
captain of the ship, Kelly, because my ships always run on time. Pembroke Oil doesn't look kindly upon late deliveries.
Yes, sir.
Dakar, this is Seattle traffic. We have a report of heavy winds and reduced visibility at Smith Island.
Reduce speed to 12 knots.
Reducing speed to 12 knots.
Maintain 15 knots.
But, sir, without a tug escort in these waters,
Kelly.
Regulations...
Resuming speed to 15 knots.
The other helmsman pushes levers forward.
Elvis. Elvis, wake up.
What?
I have to ask you something.
Okay.
Did Mom ever talk about before you were born, when she lived out here?
No.
Did she ever talk about my dad?
No.
Did she ever talk about me?
No.
Oh.
Jesse lies back on his bed.
She had problems.
Like what?
She lied a lot. Said she loved me. Said she would never leave.
Jesse thinks. On board the tanker, Kelly looks over at Captain Nilsson. The pod of whales are at the surface of the water nearby. On the bridge, Captain Nilsson looks through his binoculars.
What is it?
We're losing engine pressure.
We can't hold course in these currents.
What happened to the bridge?
The valve body just blew to pieces. That's what's happening.
Engine room.
So the captain, give me something down there.
I got nothing here.
We're doing the best we can, sir.
Keep working on it.
The bottom of the ship passes dangerously close to the rocky seabed. A buoy's flashing red light.
Oh my God, we're on the wrong side of the buoy.
Hard starboard!
Not responding!
Hard starboard!
I can't bring it around! Four fathoms! Two fathoms!
God.
We're on the ground!
Black oil billows out from the tanker underwater, and an orca swims by. The whale's silhouette slips through the rapidly blackening water.
Mayday, mayday! This is Tanker Dakar. We are run aground on Lawson Reef and spilling crude oil. Extreme distress! Repeat, extreme distress!
The following morning, Jesse wakes, hearing a strange sound. Jesse emerges from his tent, pulling on a shirt, as Elvis wakes. Willie exhales. Jesse frowns, and Elvis catches up with him, stepping on a twig and giving his presence away.
Oh, man. Come on. Hurry up.
Jesse puts his hand on Elvis's shoulder.
Elvis, over there, look! Come on, come on!
Willie breaks the surface.
Sister Luna, she's beat! What's wrong with him? I don't know. Come on. It's okay. You're all right.
Jesse looks out at the other whales and touches a thick black residue on Luna's body, which he sniffs.
What is that stuff?
Oil. Elvis, you gotta go wake up Glenn. Have him call Randolph and get him down here now. We gotta get Luna back in the water. Go, hurry, go!
Okay.
You gotta be okay. I promise.
Wake up! Wake up! Come on, guys, wake up. Guys, come on, come on, guys. Wake up. There's been a horrible accident. Some kind of oil spill. Trapped the whales. Willie's sister's beach. And she's sick real bad. You gotta do something. Call the army or the National Guard or something. Call Randolph. I think maybe a ship crashed or something. It's a major disaster.
Go back to sleep.
I'm telling the truth.
That's a first.
Glenn, listen.
I'll call Randolph.
Okay.
Jesse splashes Luna.
Hang on, girl. Major oil spill at Lawson Lane.
Randolph's arrived with Nadine.
Thanks for coming, Randolph.
Look serious, huh?
Luna's sick. I think she's dying.
See, I told you.
Nadine, get back to the truck and get my kit case.
Easy, girl, easy. Easy, girl. Steady now.
Here you go, Randolph. It's okay.
Okay. Let me get this.
It's okay.
I'm afraid the oil's gotten into her lungs.
Okay.
Run this down to the lab. Tell them it's from me, and it's an emergency. Okay, let's go. Easy now. Easy, girl. Easy.
Put it on my head.
Yeah, whatever you can. On three, guys, okay?
Right.
One.
Come on, Luna!
Easy, girl, easy. Okay, again, on three.
One,
two, three.
Come on!
Push!
Push!
Go, girl!
Come on! Go, guys!
Okay. There she goes.
She's going.
She's going. Go, girl. Go! Go, girl!
Let's get back up.
Well, is she okay?
She needs help, Randolph.
Now, a crowd's gathered at the cove. A TV crew arrive.
I don't care, John. I gotta get
excuse
this
me.
Excuse
out me. Of the way.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
How about over here, you
guys? The Dakar, the 40-year-old Liberian oil tanker, ran aground on Lawson Reef at 12:05 last night, spilling thousands of gallons of raw crude into the water, endangering these orcas and other wildlife indigenous to this region.
The single-hull tanker, which is under the payroll of the Benbrook Oil Company, was built well before 1990, the year when double hulls became mandatory for all new vessels, that many feel could go a long way to prevent disasters like this one.
A black car carrying two concerned men parts a crowd of protesters. A man with a graying beard watches a seaplane land on the water.
She's here. Let's go.
He runs to the plane as it taxis over.
All right, here we go.
Secure that stuff. I'm Dr. Haley.
Commander Blake, Coastal Marine Patrol. Most of your medical team's already here.
Thanks.
This is what we've got so far.
Hey!
Here, take this. Randolph.
I'm glad you're here.
Me too, me too. When was the sample taken?
3 hours ago.
Kate, I'm reading 4 aspirations a minute. Breathing is labor. Just do this now before she gets any worse. Prep the antibiotic. Keflin, turn the CC.
Jesse's the one who found it.
Jesse. Randall's told me all about you.
Boat's ready, Kate.
Willie doesn't like doctors.
Okay.
She's one of the good ones, Jesse.
But he doesn't know that.
Jesse? The oil slick is moving this way. If the whales don't get better fast, they'll be trapped in the cove.
Dr. Haley has a syringe.
Hold up right alongside her, okay?
Okay.
Make this quick and painless.
One of the whales looks at the team in the dinghy. Others swim between the boat and Luna.
They seem to be protecting her. It's not like him.
Willie swims towards the dinghy.
Stop, 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 stop.
He nudges against it and pushes it sideways. Dr. Haley looks around in concern.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Jesse. This is an awful situation, and my company's to blame for it. It's very important to me that no harm come to these whales. And that, according to your friend Randolph, here's where you come in.
Well, you know, I could help, too. Little spy likes me.
Help us, please. Willie trusts you, Jesse.
He doesn't trust you.
Jesse.
He thinks he's protecting Luna. But in fact, by keeping us from her, he's killing her. You're his only friend, Jesse.
I'll make a deal with you.
I'm listening.
I'll convince Willie to let us help Luna.
Right.
But
You have to promise to get Willie, Luna, and Little Spot back to their mom.
I can't promise that.
It's your oil that's killing Luna. And if she dies, everybody's gonna see it on 6 o'clock news. Everybody's gonna blame you.
What do you want me to say?
Just promise me you'll try.
Well, that I can do.
Annie's looking for Elvis. She sighs, finding him by himself, sitting glumly at a covered picnic table.
Mind if I join you?
Do whatever you want. Only your guest, remember?
She sits down.
You want to tell me what's bothering you?
We'll see.
You and Jesse seem to be getting along pretty good now.
I hate him.
Now, I know that's not true.
The whole world kisses Jesse's butt. I'm tired of him.
Let me tell you something. This family doesn't play favorites. We don't kiss butts.
I want to help.
Well, the whales need your help. They need everybody to pitch in.
You promise I can help?
I promise.
Well, will you spit shake on it?
Okay.
She raises her eyebrows as Elvis spits onto his palm. She spits onto her hand, and they shake.
This is very unhygienic.
Jesse watches Willie and his family from the shore as Dr. Haley prepares medication.
Jesse?
Yeah?
Good luck.
Thanks.
Jesse turns to Randolph. The two oil execs, Milner and his assistant, look on pensively. At the end of the pontoon, Jesse crouches with a black bag and blows through his harmonica. There's no sign of Willie. Dr. Haley, Randolph and Nadine watch anxiously. Suddenly, Willie's face bursts out of the water.
That's a boy. Come on, it's me. Jesse, come on. Okay. Come on. It's okay. Whoa! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Come on, Willie, I want to help. Hey. What's the matter? Come on, Willie.
Whoa.
Come on, Willie, stop.
Oh, God, he's going to eat him, isn't he?
Oh, God. You're gonna hurt yourself. Please stop. Come on. Come on. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. That's it. That's it. How about some chocolate, Willie, huh?
Jesse takes a large fish out of the bag.
Oh, I got something for you. Please. Just take the fish. Right. Open up wider. Yeah, there you go. Good boy. All right, go.
Go around.
A man rows Dr. Haley's dinghy to Luna.
Hello, Luna. Sweet. You won't hurt her. I promise. That's it, boy. It's okay.
Everything's gonna be okay, Luna.
Dr. Haley examines Luna with a stethoscope.
I need to get her to raise her fluke.
All right, boy, let's go. Come on. Raise your fluke.
Jesse raises his hand in the air, and Willie lifts his tail.
That's it. All right, Willie.
Luna does the same.
That's it, Luna. That's it. One more time. Good girl.
Okay. An injection.
We did it!
All right!
Yeah, I told you.
Milner and his assistant walk away.
Thank you, Willie.
Jesse pats Willie on the nose.
Congratulations, Dr. Haley.
That was great.
Yeah, good.
Well done.
Yeah, we're doing
well. Hey, kid. You hit it out of the park. I'm impressed.
Good.
Just a minute.
Yeah. She'll be okay now. Yeah.
You're going to want to hear this.
John Milner here. Who is it?
Yeah, Pete Wilcox here. Said you got some problems up there.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, listen up.
Hey, Randall, what's the matter?
The oil slick is being pushed by the wind toward the cove. We don't have a lot of time, guys.
The slick covers a huge portion of the sea. Jesse wanders over to Nadine as Willie swims past in the background. There are tears in Nadine's eyes.
It's gonna be okay. I mean, I know it. It's all gonna get better.
No matter what, Jesse, it's not all gonna be okay. I mean, birds, otters, seals, this whole cove. It's all ruined.
Jesse rips the pocket off his green shirt and offers it to Nadine as a handkerchief.
What?
It's the best I could do.
What, you want your pocket back?
It's okay.
Willie and his family swim past. Elvis looks at Jesse's orca necklace.
You said you could touch that.
President of the United States. He announced it on TV.
Jesse sits down.
Here.
He puts the necklace on.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
What's it mean?
There was a young Haida Indian named Nazi Klane. He lived many years before there were wells. One day, Nazi Klane got lost and he couldn't find his way home. He carved the first well ever out of a log. Nazi Klane got on the back of the well and rode him all the way home.
He rode him all the way home?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a cool story, Jesse.
Randolph told it to me.
Eddie! Eddie! We got a problem!
What's going on?
You want to fix yourself again? It's serious.
Come on, let's go.
Call the Department of Fish and Wildlife right now. Go!
Go!
Yes, sir.
The group arrive on the beach at the cove.
Jesse, you're coming with me.
Where are we going?
We have to try something else.
What?
I'll explain on the way. Nadine, stay with Luna.
Hi.
Elvis, you stay here.
Well, I'm coming, too.
No, this is between me and Randolph. You stay. Help Glenn.
The truck speeds away.
Okay, let's just try and keep away. It's okay.
Glenn, can I help?
Elvis, stand back.
I thought I could help.
Not now. Get back.
I want to help.
Elvis.
What?
It's dangerous. I want you to just please stay on that beach. Just go. Go, right now. Okay. Should we try to push it?
On three. One, two, three.
There are medicines besides the ones Dr. Haley believes in. They all come from our mother, the Earth.
Calling upon our ancestors to heal sickness is a gift handed down from generation to generation. My grandmother taught me how I teach you. Knowing this is part of what it means to have medicine roots. Here's what we're looking for. Leaves from the bottom.
They gather plant life. Randolph washes the plants in a river.
On the beach. Oh, no.
What?
I broke a promise.
What promise?
I even did a spit shake on it.
You did a spit shake with somebody?
Excuse me.
Man, that's serious.
Randolph grinds a tiny plant cutting into a muddy mixture with a pestle and mortar. He's sitting on a rock with Jesse near a waterfall.
What's that?
It's called Skugum.
very, very strong.
How strong?
Give me your hand.
Randolph smears some of the mixture on the back of Jesse's hand.
Oh, I can taste it in my mouth.
Elvis?
Have you seen my childhood? I'm searching for the world that I come from.
A pickup truck loaded with bales of hay pulls over at the side of a road. Elvis, who's hitched a ride, jumps out of the back. He scampers off towards the ferry with a bag on his back, but a wire gate is closed just as he reaches it. Annie and Glenn rush up to a policeman. It's getting late in the day. Elvis hides in a small sailing boat on a parked trailer. Jesse nods to Randolph, who lifts his arm. Luna opens her mouth in response.
Okay.
Randolph spreads a green mixture over Luna's tongue.
Good girl. Oh yeah, there we go. Good girl.
He gently closes Luna's mouth, gazing at the whale. Jesse clenches his fist and brings it to his lips.
You've done everything in our power, Jesse. All we can do now is let her sleep on it.
Wait and see if the spirits are with us tonight.
The spirits are always with us. I'll see you in a while.
Jesse hugs him.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks.
Elvis is sitting hunched up on the sailboat with tears welling in his eyes. He takes out a black leather wallet and opens it up. A tear rolls down his cheek as he looks sadly at a photograph of Jesse smiling with Glenn and Annie. Sobbing, he puts the wallet away and rolls onto his side. Joins Dr. Haley watching the orcas.
Looks like Luna's doing better.
Yeah. Pretty powerful, my medicine.
Your medicine?
Did I say that? I meant your medicine.
Randolph, what have you been doing behind my back?
Nothing.
Well, whatever you did, I'm glad you did it.
A ferry. Elvis takes someone's seat at the counter in a restaurant.
I'll have a jelly filled and a coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah, black.
Black coffee.
Milner joins an old man behind Elvis.
Coffee on it?
No, I'm fine. We haven't taken an orca out of the wild in 20 years. Now there's three right in my hands. $1 million each for the two young ones. $2 million for the older brother. The young males are particularly attractive because of their breeding capabilities. The older brother's already trained. He's a gold mine.
You've got to be very careful.
Don't worry, you're covered. Long-term rehabilitation is what I recommend.
Just so long as it looks like we have the whale's best interest at heart. Do you understand? That's all that matters to me.
Sure. And your 10%. Besides, we do have their best interest at heart. They'll be well cared for, I assure you.
In the meantime, while they're getting nice and healthy, no reason why people shouldn't pay to see them, right?
Having overheard them, Elvis runs away from the restaurant. He arrives at the dock just in time to miss the ferry. He eats the last piece of his donut and tears a piece of paper in half. Now he's attempting to hitch a lift.
Oh, man!
The situation at Lawson Reef is worsening by the hour. Cleanup crews are fighting the spreading crude oil around the clock, but they are no match for the heavy winds and strong currents. Benbrook Oil now reports that oil and gas fumes are growing more and more dangerous, and rescue workers are proceeding with extreme caution. Sensitive coves and beaches are also being boomed off to protect endangered wildlife. At Camp Norwester, where three orca killer whales remain stranded, the protective booming is already underway.
Willie investigates the netting being pulled across to enclose him and his family. Jesse looks on from dry land with a concerned expression, and Randolph joins him, wearing the same look. Nadine runs onto the beach and looks around.
Jesse! Jesse! What's going on?
The boom will seal off the cove, keep out the oil, and protect the whale.
Protect them? You mean trap them?
Oh, no, Nadine. In an hour from now, if they swim out of the cove, they're going to swim right into the oil. They die.
To trap in the cove, they can't get back to their family.
It's for their own good.
No, it's not. Don't you get it? Don't you understand?
None of this is for their own good. Not hurting them in the first place would have been for their own good. Not ruining their home would have been for their own good.
It's all just a bunch of bull!
Jesse!
I'm not so sure about this, Kate.
We at Benbrook Oil are pleased to announce we've arranged for the whales to be lifted out of the cove this afternoon and taken to a marine rescue center where they can be properly cared for while they recuperate.
Landry! Lower the harness! Lower the harness! Okay, I want to take the little one in first. Take the little one in first. Take the little one. Keep in there. Keep in there.
Men beat the water with sticks, while the older man from the restaurant, Bill Wilcox, oversees the lowering of a harness. A car pulls up, and Elvis jumps out.
Saving your blubbery butt, that's where I've been. Now listen, there were these two guys, and they were in the donut shop.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
I'll tell you, but you have to trust me.
Why should I trust you?
Elvis looks at him earnestly.
Because nobody ever has.
Wilcox's men are hounding Little Spot.
Out of the way. Four men. Hold it off. Okay, good.
Willie comes to the netting and pushes against it with his nose. Little Spot is trapped on the other side, out of reach. They nuzzle each other as best they can. Randolph and Dr. Haley look on as the harness is lowered into the water. As Little Spot is herded into it, Jesse breaks into a run down a jetty.
Hey, you can't capture whales and dolphins! Not fair!
Get off me! Leave me alone!
Hey!
Tighter
end! Look at your head! Get off!
Oh, come on, move! You lie! You're a liar! You're not gonna help these whales, you're gonna sell them to an aquarium!
Jesse, they will be returned to J-Pod just as
no,
soon as...
No, not if he's got anything to do with it!
You're gonna lock him up and throw away the key! He heard everything!
I'm afraid you're gonna have to leave now, kids.
Hey, come on, kid. We're just trying to save the whales, okay?
You're not going to get away with this.
No way.
Elvis, Jesse, and Nadine watch with desperate expressions as little Spot is lifted out of the water. He flaps his tail and cries out. On the other side of the net, Willie rears out of the water but can't reach his brother.
I said I wanted these kids out of here now.
You promised.
Whoa! Whoa! John, come here, give me your hand.
You
John, come here, help me.
Both execs are in the water.
You little Spot, you jerk.
Jesse, I believe you. I don't know what we can do.
I do.
Go for it.
Come on, you guys, let's go.
John! No, look back!
Luna is surging through the water towards the two waterlogged oil executives. Milner hauls himself onto the jetty.
Randoms, kids.
Jesse, look!
Willie's powering through the water at a rapid pace. Wilcox looks a little concerned as he pulls on the ropes, raising little Spot up. Willie smashes his tail down, then disappears under the surface. Wilcox and his crewmen watch nervously. Willie hurtles upwards and smashes into the boat, knocking Wilcox and his cronies into the water. The harness crashes down with little Spot in it, who swims to safety.
Elvis, Miss over there. Nadine, let's go.
Okay, Elvis, be careful.
Get away from here!
Elvis is crawling on his stomach, commando style, while Jesse is running along a bridge.
Backline,
hurry, let's go!
Backline, backline. Okay. Alright, okay. Do you know how to drive this thing?
Divine drive!
Jesse drives a motorboat towards a wooden jetty. Elvis is waiting impatiently at the end of it. Wilcox is pulled out of the water.
Get those kids on the water! Get them on the water!
Do you really know how to drive this thing?
Not really.
Come on, let's go!
They're coming after us!
Yeah, get them again!
An anchor's been tied to the cronies' boat. The sudden jolt hurls them into the water. Wilcox looks on in amazement as Jesse brings the boat to a gentle rest and dabbles his hand in the water.
Come on, boy. Come on,
boy. Come on. Willie breaks the surface.
Whoa. Hey, boy. Yeah.
Kid is nuts.
See that boom? We're gonna get you out of here. It's gonna be okay, I promise. Remember the old days? Remember this? Yeah, you remember.
What does that signal mean?
Give him a show, boy. Give him a show. See that boom? You gotta break it.
Willie splashes his tail on the water, then sets off. Jesse gives a command, extending his arm and raising it to one side. Willie surges through the water from the depths and bursts through the surface, turning in mid-air and smashing down onto the boom, breaking it in two.
Yeah!
Willie, Little Spot, and Luna sail through the breached hole, surfacing in the open water beyond. Milner and his sidekick beat a hasty retreat. Wilcox looks on at the kids with a hangdog expression. Now, Jesse and the others are tracking the orcas through the open water.
They made it around the point!
Glenn and Danny spot them.
Honey, isn't that your boat?
Yeah, it sure is. And that's Elvis.
Come on. Yes! Yeah! Right!
Make sure they get past the oil.
Dr. Haley looks on anxiously. At the sound of an engine, she turns and sees the NATSA lane sail into view.
Authorities are now saying that when Benbrook engineers tried to start the ship's generator this afternoon, the fuel vapors ignited, causing a fire below deck on the Dakar's starboard side. Efforts to contain the blaze continue. All island residents are now being ordered to evacuate.
Smoke billows from the tanker. Then an explosion erupts in a ball of orange flame. Debris falls onto the oil slick, which quickly ignites.
Get on, get on, get on!
What's happened, Randall?
There's been an explosion. That oil can catch fire. Let's go.
Glenn and Annie have joined Randolph on the NATSA lane, which sets off in pursuit of the children. The sun is beginning to set when Jesse rounds a rocky outcrop.
Oh no! The oil's on fire!
What?
The oil's on fire!
They can't be much further. They're just around this point.
The orcas are swimming into the path of the flames.
Just hang on, you guys! We have to fall until they're safe!
Jesse heads after the whales towards the fiery surface.
Diving under! They're going under the fire!
The whales' forms are cast into silhouette as they glide beneath the burning water, stained a muted orange by the flames. Jesse is motoring ever closer to the oil slick. Smash into a rock.
What the heck?
Come on, start! Oh, turn over, come on! Come on, start!
What are we gonna do?
Water in the boat, put this on now!
What about Yezo?
Don't worry about me, I can take care of myself. Just get a bucket and start getting the water out of the boat, you guys!
Mayday, mayday, this is the Natsukane off Turner Point! There's a small pleasure craft trapped in the fire! I repeat, a small pleasure craft trapped in the fire!
Come on, you guys! Hurry, we're trying to get the water out! Come on, Ellis! Come on!
Coastal Marine Patrol, this is Search and Rescue 1. Copy.
Jesse's trying to climb up the cove.
I can't get a grip!
Jesse, look! We're trapped, Jesse!
Let's make a U-turn, you guys! Let's head for the opening! Come on, you guys! Push!
Okay, okay,
Come on! Come on, you guys! Paddle out!
Jesse!
Help us!
Jesse!
Keep going!
We're almost there!
Come on!
Gotta get out of here!
Hurry! It's closing! Come on!
The ring of fire has closed around them. Elvis realizes the water they are in is full of oil.
Jesse? Jesse, if you get me out of this, I swear, I won't do anything to hurt you anymore. Please, just get me out of it, please.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm not gonna let anything happen to you.
We're gonna drown, Ron.
You're gonna be okay.
But
you're gonna be all right.
Okay.
The Coast Guard helicopter is in the air. The kids wave their arms.
They're sending the harness!
Okay! Grab it, Jesse! Grab it!
You first, Elvis! Arms in first!
You're the best brother I ever had!
I'm the only brother you ever had!
I'm scared!
It's alright, just like bungee jumping!
Elvis swings on the dangling rope.
You're going next!
The water around Jesse and Nadine is beginning to churn and boil as the harness comes back down again.
All right, put your arms up, put your arms up right now, let's go!
How about you, though?
Don't worry about me, don't worry about me!
I can't do this, I can't!
Go up now!
Nadine is winched up to the helicopter.
Hang on!
Come on, Nadine!
Come on!
Get Jesse!
Hooray! Help! Help!
Jesse!
The boat has sunk, and Jesse is struggling in the water. He manages to hook his arm around the harness.
Good, hang on, Jesse!
He gets in the harness as best he can.
The whole thing might blow! We gotta get out of here!
Jesse desperately reaches out for the Coast Guard's hand, but slips and plummets back into the water.
No!
Jesse swims as hard as he can underwater, then breaks through the surface.
Smoke's choking the engine. I gotta find somewhere to land.
Backup ship will be here in a second. Get these kids back inside the aircraft.
No, Jesse! Jesse!
The helicopter turns away and flies off. Jesse surfaces again, gulping in air, then is dragged beneath the surface. He twists and turns in a flurry of bubbles, illuminated by the eerie red glow of the flames above. Willie appears from the deep and nudges his nose under Jesse, stopping him sinking. Jesse grabs onto Willie's fin and holds on as the great orca carries him to the surface. Jesse takes a deep breath, then holds on tight as Willie starts towards the ring of fire enclosing them. Boy and whale are cast into silhouette by the billowing flames. Jesse takes a gulp of air before Willie carries him beneath the surface, swimming safe from the inferno overhead. Willie surfaces on the other side of the wall of fire, with Jesse clinging to his back.
Oh my God, there's Jesse! Get off the boat!
Jesse!
Hold on, Jesse!
Hold on!
Boy.
Jesse, are you okay?
I'm okay!
Come on!
Reach up!
We're gonna grab you!
Take my hand!
Put up!
Jesse is hauled onto the boat.
What were you doing?
Glenn hugs Jesse.
I love you.
Randolph looks down on the happy family, then at Willie.
You saved his life, Willie. Thank you.
Thanks, boy.
That's the best friend you ever had, kid.
I'll say.
Annie gives Jesse a big kiss. Jesse looks affectionately at Willie, who opens his mouth slightly, keeping his head raised above the surface.
Go on, boy. It's okay. I'm okay. How come he won't go?
I don't know, Jess.
All three of them look up at Randolph standing on the bridge. He solemnly taps himself on the chest three times, then draws a horizontal line with two fingers from right to left. Jesse leans over the edge of the boat and stares at Willie earnestly.
I love you. Bye.
He points to the distance. Then they all pat Willie's nose. Jesse looks upset as Willie rears his head back, then ducks beneath the surface and swims away. The reflected flames shimmer on his glossy skin as he goes. Annie kisses Jesse on the head as they watch Willie's curved fin carve through the water. The Coast Guard boat arrives.
Jesse,
hey, you guys, are you all right?
They're
all right. Okay.
Hand off the end, okay.
Are you all right?
Okay,
you guys, you made it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got him.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
I got him, Randolph. Let's get out of here.
Okay?
You got it.
Here you go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad you're okay.
Elvis looks on smiling as Jesse and Nadine hug.
What are you looking at?
What are you looking at? This is for you.
What is?
Elvis gives Jesse a well-worn photograph.
Mom?
I had a little accident, but I taped it back together.
Thanks.
She talked about you all the time. She felt bad about what happened.
As Jesse stares at the picture of the smiling woman and little blonde boy, Elvis is crying.
Thank you.
Jesse steps forward and wraps his arms around his brother.
She loved you.
Jesse pulls away and Elvis wipes away his tears. Annie sitting with Glenn.
So what do you think?
I think it'd be a shame to break up a set.
Well, where are the fish? Where's Little Spot?
Little Spot, Luna, and Willie are back with their mom.
How do you know?
Jesse's hand closes around the whale pendant.
I know. Solana, Ayum, Iasis. Solana, Ayum, Iasis.
Far away, the family of orca whales burst through the surface of dark blue waters, staining them white with spray. Beneath the surface, Willie glides amongst them. He touches noses with a family member, then launches himself through water glittering with reflected light. He rises into the air before smashing back into the sea in an explosion of spray.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. Forever young. Know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be. feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of change shift. May your heart always be joyful. May your song always be joyful.